Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's luck. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
This morning on I've Heard That Song Before, well, we are going to pay tribute to one of the major figures in popular music and jazz, and that is, of course, Ella Fitzgerald. She had one of the loveliest voices in the field, and with that rich, warm quality and her amazing diction and timing and, of course, that versatility, she was at home across a range of styles from ballads to jazz to swing. Well, she had a long and extraordinary career, and she became regarded, well, pretty well as the preeminent female jazz artist of the era. Well, we're going to hear selections from across her career today, including her early work, recordings with other singers, and from her extensive collection of songbooks featuring the work of the great songwriters. And we just heard one of those, an Irving Berlin piece. Ella recorded it in 1958 with the Paul Weston Orchestra, and that was, of course, Cheek to Cheek. Well, Ella was born in 1917, and she made her debut on the musical stage at an amateur contest that was sponsored by the Apollo Theatre in New York City in 1934, so a pretty early start there. Shortly afterwards, she joined the band that was led by drummer Chick Webb and went on to have many hits with the band, and she stayed with the band for quite a while. Well, this was a very popular orchestra, had some pretty mighty talent, including, of course, its leader, Chick Webb, who has gone down in jazz history as one of the great drummers of the century. Well, when Chick Webb died in 1939, Ella took over as director of the band, and she continued to lead them for a couple of years until she set out on her own solo career. Well, we're going to hear two songs that she recorded with the Chick Webb Orchestra, one in 1941 and one in 1937. First of all, we'll hear her with the orchestra and a song written by Harry Ruby and Bert Kalmar called Three Little Words. And then going back 4 years, we'll hear a song called You Showed Me the Way, and that was recorded in 1937. Two recordings from Ella Fitzgerald with the Chick Webb Orchestra, and we'll start with Three Little Words.
Wonderful phrase to hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you. dream until you showed me the way. The moment you found me, the shadows around me just disappeared from view. The world became rosy, each corner so cozy, darling, all because of you. You showed me the way. And if I've learned that love can be a paradise for you and me, here's all I can say. You showed me the way.
Listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening this morning to the work of Ella Fitzgerald, perhaps the greatest of the female jazz singers that was around in the previous century. And, well, she had some competition, but Ella was unique in many ways for that lovely, rich voice and that superb jazz style. We just heard her with two of her early recordings with the Chick Webb Orchestra. From 1941, we heard her with Three Little Words. And then from 1937, with the Chick Webb Orchestra, You Showed Me the Way. Well, in 1942, Ella left the Chick Webb Band, and she embarked, as I mentioned, on her solo career. And, well, as you know, that lasted for decades. And she became a much-loved and much-appreciated a member of the singing pantheon, I guess we'd have to say. Well, she made many, many recordings, and some of the most wonderful of those were a series of songbooks for the work of the great songwriters. She started out making them in 1956, and these were collections of some of the work of some of the great songwriters of the century. It's an extraordinary selection of recordings. Also featuring, of course, many of the finest bands of the day. And she made a number, I don't know quite how many she did, maybe 8 or 9, over the following 7 years. And, well, this remains today one of the great achievements and monuments in the field of jazz. Well, we'll hear now from three recordings from her songbooks, and we'll also hear a couple more a little later on in the show as well. From her Harold Arlen songbook from 1961. We're going to hear her with the Billy May Orchestra with the song Let's Fall in Love, written music by Harold Arlen, of course, and the lyrics by Ted Kohler. Then back to 1956 to one of her early songbooks, and that was the work of Cole Porter. And, of course, Cole Porter, famous for his lovely melodies and those witty lyrics, and he wrote both the words and the music to most of his songs. We'll hear them, Ella, and this time with Buddy Bregman and his orchestra, with the Cole Porter number, It's All Right With Me. And then forward to 1959, to a magical combination, Ella Fitzgerald and the work of George and Ira Gershwin. And this was two songbooks, so lots of recordings to choose from. And I couldn't resist but choose one of my favorite Gershwin tunes. And there are, actually they're all my favorites, but this one I particularly enjoy. But Not For Me. Introduced in the stage musical Girl Crazy back in 1930, it's gone on to become, well, a real classic. And she's accompanied on this recording by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. And that will be But Not For Me. And we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald from her Harold Arlen songbook, Let's Fall in Love.
A feeling I'm concealing, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I am falling, love is calling. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why should the time for it while we are young? Let's fall in love. face is charming. It's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me. They're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night thank you.
Fitzgerald. We started out with, from the Arlen songbook, Harold Arlen. Ella brought us Let's Fall in Love from 1961. From the Cole Porter songbook from 1956, we heard It's All Right With Me. She was accompanied, of course, by the orchestra Buddy Bregman on that one. And we've just heard her with a beautiful version of the Gershwin tune, that's George and Ira Gershwin, But Not For Me, from 1959. And Ella was joined on that one by Nelson Riddle.
Proudly listener supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Join Dr. Love every Friday evening to get back in touch with the simpler times. An hour and a half of relaxing classic soul, R&B, doo-wop, disco, reggae, and whatever else your heart desires. Every Friday at 8:30, only on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
Throughout the pandemic, our kids have shown how strong, patient, and resilient they can be. But now, it's time for them to make memories again. With family and friends, with teammates, with peers. Vaccination against COVID-19 can help kids get back to being kids. Book your child's vaccination when it's available to them. A message from the Government of Canada.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating the work of Ella Fitzgerald, one of the great jazz singers of the 20th century, and she had a long and wonderful career. And we're listening to a tiny selection of recordings of that absolutely gorgeous voice, very rich and warm, and of course that wonderful timing and diction that Ella had. Right now we're going to move to a couple of duets that Ella made. She, of course, did a lot of performances with other artists, and I've picked two to bring to you this morning, and one's from 1950 and one is from 1956. And I think you'll recognize the other performers on these two. We're going to hear her with Bing Crosby. Well, there's a combination, those two gorgeous voices. They're going to bring us a number written by W.C. Handy. Now, he, of course, was a St. Louis blues composer. We won't hear that one. We're going to hear one close by called Memphis Blues. And Ella and Bing are also joined on this one by a group called the Firehouse Five Plus Two. Now, not perhaps a household name, but they were in fact a Dixieland jazz band, and they were very popular at this time. And they consisted of members of the Walt Disney Studio Animation Department. So this was definitely on their spare time. While they weren't drawing cartoons, they were accompanying Bing and Ella and other singers, and of course performing on their own. I think you'll agree, they did fine. Then we're going to hear Ella with another of the famous artists around at the time, and that's Louis Armstrong. And we'll hear Louis on this one. I believe we'll hear his trumpet as well as his voice. Now, this is one of several recordings that the two of them made for the Verve label in the 1950s. This particular album was recorded in 1956. The song they're going to bring us is called Under a Blanket of Blue, which was written by Marty Symes Al Nyberg, and Jerry Livingston. And Ella and Lewis are accompanied by the Oscar Peterson Trio, plus Buddy Rich on drums. And as I say, I think we're going to hear some trumpet, too. So here we have Ella with two duets, first with Bing Crosby and Memphis Blues, and then with Louis Armstrong and Under a Blanket of Blue.
Folks, I've just been down to Memphis town. That's where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, man, they was good to me. I couldn't spend a dime, had the grandest time.
I went out a-dancing with a Tennessee dear. Met a man named Handy with a band you should hear. And while the dancers swayed, all the fellas played real harmony.
I never will forget the tune they call the Memphis Blues. They got a fiddler there who always slickens his hair. Folks, he sure does pull a mean bow.
And when the big bassoon seconds to the trombone's crew, it moans just like a sinner, ooh, on revival day.
That melancholy strain, ever haunting refrain, is like a southern sorrow song. Here comes the very part, wraps a spell around my heart.
It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again, the Memphis Blue.
Mississippi River, long, deep, and wide. Got myself a rowboat, and I pulled for the other side.
And when I heard the music, I could lay right down and died.
Oh, you should have heard the singing. I'm floating out across the tide.
Get on your fanciest Memphis shoes.
Of sweet romance, the night is ours. Under a blanket of blue, let me be thrilled by all your charms. Darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms. A summer night's magic, enthralling me so. The night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, my dear, covered with heaven above. Let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the sweet romance, under a blanket of blue. Summer night's magic,
oh, yes,
enthralling me so.
Oh, yes.
The night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, my dear, covered with heaven above.
Oh, yes.
Let's dream a dream of love for two. Under a blanket of blue.
Under a blanket of blue.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening to a gorgeous voice today, Ella Fitzgerald, and we also heard her with a couple of other voices just now. We're celebrating her wonderful career with a tiny selection of the many recordings she made. And we've just heard two duets. One she recorded in 1956, part of a larger album that she made with the great Louis Armstrong. We heard them with Under a Blanket of Blue. And going back to 1950, we heard her with the one and only Bing Crosby. I guess that was probably taken from a radio broadcast. And they brought us the Memphis Blues, written by W.C. Handy. And they were joined by a band made up of members of the Walt Disney Studios Animation Department. How about that? Called the Firehouse Five.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, we're going to carry on and hear a few more recordings from Ella this morning. And I promised you some more with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle, and that's what we'll hear just coming up. I think they made a wonderful combination. Of course, Ella played with many of the great conductors and arrangers over her career. And in 1962, she made a fine album called Ella Swings Gently with Nelson. What more can you say? It's just a beautiful collection of songs. So we're going to hear a couple of songs from that album in 1962 with Ella and the orchestra conducted by Nelson Riddle. The first song is called It's a Blue World, which is written by songwriters George Forrest and Robert Wright. And then we're going to hear, also from the same year and the same album, a Vernon Duke Ira Gershwin number. And this, again, is a wonderful example of the lyrical brilliance of Ira Gershwin. He wrote a lot of songs with his brother and also managed to pair up with a number of other songwriters throughout his career, and very witty, clever lyrics. And this one is a fine example of that. Ella and Nelson Riddle are going to bring us I Can't Get Started. And of course, music by Vernon Duke.
It's a blue world without you. It's a blue world alone. My days and nights that once were filled with heaven, with you.
England, I'm presented at court, but
but you've got me down on it, 'cause I can't get started with you. So supreme, lyrics I write of you scheme, just for a sight of you dream, both day and night of you. In England I'm presented at court, but you've got me downhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Two recordings by Ella Fitzgerald from 1962 with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. We just heard her with the lovely tune written by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin, I Can't Get Started. And before that, from George Forrest and Robert Wright, It's a Blue World. Well, we've been listening to a few tiny selection of recordings by Ella Fitzgerald this morning. And she made many over a very long career and influenced so many singers who followed her. And she's always lovely to listen to, with that lovely rich voice and that very relaxed but very precise style. Well, I told you we'd have a couple more from her songbook, and we will. We're going to hear one now from the Jerome Kern songbook, another wonderful, the many, many songwriters that were around in the old days. And he's joined for writing credits on this one by Johnny Mercer, who also had a songbook performed by Ella Fitzgerald. But this recording appears on the Jerome Kern songbook. Again, Ella is joined by Nelson Riddle. The song, it was recorded in 1963, and the song is called I'm Old Fashioned. It was featured in the movie You Were Never Lovelier in 1942. Here's Ella Fitzgerald.
I am not such a clever one about the latest fad. I admit I was never one adored by local lads. Not that I ever try to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon a window pane. The starry song that April sings. Passing fancies, but sighing sighs. holding hands. He's my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how
Fitzgerald with I'm Old Fashioned from 1963. Well, we have one more song from our lovely lady this morning, and it's from her Rodgers and Hart songbook from 1956 with Buddy Brigman. And a delightful tune, There's a Small Hotel. And we'll get to that in just a second. I would first of all like to say thank you so much for joining me today and our tribute. I hope you enjoyed our tribute to Ella. Do please join us again next week for more great music from I've Heard That Song Before. And stay with us now, because Randy will be following us in another few minutes with 2 hours of fantastic jazz. And right now we're going to hear one more from Ella. There's a Small Hotel.
I'd like to get somewhere alone with you. It could be oh so gay, Junior. You need a laugh or two. A certain place I know, Frankie, where funny people can have fun. That's where we two together. There's a bright sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel. We'll creep into our little shell.